from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Evacuations and heavy bombings in Syria. A human rights monitor says as UN-backed evacuations were underway on Monday in three Syrian towns, deadly twin bombings hit a fourth. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says blasts in the city of Homs killed at least 32 people and wounded nearly 100 others. Authorities say the first blast in the central city's Al-Zahra district was a car bomb, followed by a suicide attacker detonating an explosive belt as people gathered to see the damage from the first blast. It was the second major attack in Homs since a ceasefire deal between warring sides took effect earlier this month, clearing the way for the government to take over the last rebel-controlled area of the city. Meanwhile, the evacuation of three towns has begun following a UN-backed humanitarian deal reached in September between the government and the rebels. South Korea and Japan have reached a deal settling the controversial dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The deal includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. At least seven people were killed Sunday as the Nigerian army repelled another Boko Haram attack on Maiduguri. 20,000 have been killed by Boko Haram. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport today, killing at least one person and wounding several others. The French news agency reports a Taliban spokesman says the militants were responsible for the attack. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces are sweeping the streets of Ramadi today, searching for explosives possibly set by Islamic State militants before they lost control of the city to the Iraqi military. Republican U.S. Congressman Peter King says while the U.S.-led airstrikes against the Islamic State have had some impact, it has been minimal. VOA's Victor Beatty reports Mr. King's remarks followed a possible audio recording by the ISIS leader Abu Bakr el-Baghdadi.
King, chairman of the House Subcommittee on Counterterrorism and Intelligence, says Baghdadi's statements about the 16-month U.S.-led campaign and the 3-month Russian effort is not surprising.
Unfortunately, overall, he's probably right that after 16 months of air attacks by the U.S., it's had really minimal impact on ISIS, considering how long those attacks have been going on.
King says in the last several months, it's become clear that the IS group intends to launch an attack on the U.S. In an audio statement that purportedly comes from the reclusive IS leader, Baghdadi sounded defiant in the face of recent battlefield setbacks. The IS leader is quoted as saying, "God will grant victory, our state is doing well. The more intense the war against it, the purer it becomes and the tougher it gets." He goes on to say, "Everyone who participates in the war against Islamic State will pay the price and regret it." Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban and sternly deal with insurgent groups who refuse to quit violence and join the process. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Rahil Sharif and Afghan leaders. VOA asked South Asia scholar Moeen Chima of Australia National University about the significance of General Sharif's visit.
To be a realization on all sides, both the Pakistani and the Afghan side, as well as on the part of the Americans, that there is a limited window of opportunity at the moment for some kind of reconciliation or settlement between the Afghan government and what appears to be at the moment a fairly fragmented Taliban leadership after the recent tussles for leadership on the Taliban side. There seems to be some urgency to reach or at least to create the groundwork for a political, negotiated political settlement between the Afghan government and the Taliban.
The two sides have also agreed to convene next month. China's parliament has passed a controversial anti-terror law requiring foreign technology firms to comply with government requests for information, including encryption keys that turn digital data into unreadable code. The European Union is strongly protesting a newly proposed Israeli law that would require nonprofit groups to disclose foreign sources of funding. Most of those NGOs are highly critical of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's treatment of the Palestinians and of Jewish settlement activities in Palestinian areas.
That's the latest world news from VOA.